الله أكبر الله
Wrote my whole life down in a notebook. Songs about you and me. I've been singing to every soul in Tennessee. Nobody seems to listen. No one ever smiles the way that you do. So I guess you'll never hear me on the radio. And I'd give up this crazy dream of mine to hold you once more.
In my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and changing right and loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up my mind to stay. And nothing was gonna drive me away. Till I seen something to give me the creep. It had one big eye and two big feet.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back?
I just wanna let you know. Yeah, get off of my back and into my game. Get out of my way and out of my brain. Get out of my face. Get your best shot.
Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds. And if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench. And we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
And we're right here. Welcome to The Shooting Bench, 24th of October. You know what the 24th of October is, right? Well, before I tell you, let's see. Talking to Tinker here at the same time. We may have a little bit of an issue with how we send files back and forth, so I'll get with that here in a minute. What was I going to look? Oh, yeah, we're going to check and see if we have anybody at all that's remotely interested that might be listening on the chat room. So let's dash over there real quick and see. Yeah, we got a handful over there. Let's see here. We got Tebow and Nan and Anonymous and Northwest Heavy, Doc, Desert Rat, Tinker. All right. Glad to see you guys in there tonight. Doc never gives up on that 1911, that antique dinosaur prehistoric thing. Thank you, Nan. 5x5. Tebow, thank you. I got a message from NM Glock. He's not going to make it. I guess they somebody dug through a fiber optic line over there and killed his internet. And they're in a place where the cell service, I guess, is not the greatest. So he's going to be out tonight. And that would be, Doc, that would be a pretty long class, I think. But we'll have to try it out sometime. Anyway, 24th of October. Does anybody remember what that is? And we're waiting. It's UN Day. This is the day that we have traditionally, up until this last year or so, this is the day that we traditionally burn a UN flag. We've done it. There's pictures on... I don't know if we did a YouTube video on that, but I post a picture of it every once in a while. We burned several of them in Farmington. We may have had quite a party doing it. And one of those parties was when it was October 24th, 2009. And it was during one of those parties that a marvelously loyal patriot and good friend, judge in Farmington, and had seen his way clear to marry me and Amy during that rally. It was actually during a UN flag burning that Amy and I got married. That was 9 years ago today. So, there you go.
All right.
There is a lot of stuff going on. I think we better get on the, I think we better start with what's the most important here. Okay, we talked a little bit Monday about the caravan, the invasion that's coming to the United States through our southern border. This has turned out to be quite a deal, bigger than I think they've met a lot more opposition than they had thought they was going to. There are a great number of, I say a great number, I don't know how many, I know there's quite a few
of militia members. There is apparently a bunch of bikers for Trump that are prepared to head down to the border. Quite a few militia headed down to the border, most of them out of California. Right now, I see no point in going down there. It's not going to be, there may be a few scattered here and there. There's a few scattered here and there every day. But the bulk of them are not going to be here until the end of November or so. So we're looking at a month, 6 weeks before they get there, unless something changes in that schedule. So we're not all that excited about going down there right now for nothing. The 82nd Airborne has not been deployed to the border. No one from Fort Bragg is going to the border. I say again, no one from Fort Bragg is going to the border right now. I think Trump will probably hold true to his word, and when the time is right, I think he'll send the military down there or some faction of the military. I do not think there'll be anybody going from Fort Bragg. I'm pretty sure you can take that to the bank. So, but anyway, here's what's going on. We got this caravan coming up, and it has consumed Facebook and all the news channels and everything for the last couple of weeks here. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to, is this Trump going to do anything? We got to go to the border. The militia's got to be called up. The 82nd Airborne come, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's a very real and serious problem. I admit that, no doubt about it. So since it is a real and serious problem, and since it is potentially a great many Democratic voters coming up through Mexico, you can rest assured, as has happened in the past, that probably each and every one of them, or a great many of them that are voting age, will be given an opportunity to vote. Voter ID, whatever they're doing to allow them to vote.
So
now, with everybody's attention on that, and the all the talk shows in the afternoon and everything, all talking about the caravan, all of a sudden, George Soros receives a bomb in the mail. Well, this is significant. Kind of a amusing passing little tidbit of news that may or may not have been significant in any way. But then Clinton's got one. And then the Obamas got one. And then CNN got one. And then Debbie Wasserman Schultz got one. And then, what's the gal in Kamala Harris in California got one. So here we have, and there may have been more since then. I haven't listened to the radio or anything for the last several hours, so there may have been another one. But here we have something that has immediately and predictably taken the public's mind, or a lot of the public anyway, mind off of the invasion. It is an invasion. Make no mistake. These are not hungry immigrants. These are 99.9% fighting age males. They're in good shape. They have, they haven't walked thousands of miles. They've been riding trucks and whatnot. Their clothes are clean. They're not torn. They look like they're perfectly good shape. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens when they get to within, you know, 50 or 100 miles of the border. See what happens. I don't want to speculate too much, but I wonder if I'm sure that all of these people are not going to come across the border. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe they will come across the border unarmed. My question is, my curiosity here is, are there weapons waiting for them somewhere close to the border? If this grows to the numbers that they're expecting, it is conceivable that we'll have 40,000 to 50,000, maybe more, by the time they get to the border. Now, that many people alone without any type of weapon can be a pretty serious threat. But when they're marching under their flag, they're not seeking asylum. Yeah, Amy said, where's a good hurricane when we need one? And that's an interesting comment, because there is actually a hurricane that's going to be cutting right in front of them here. I'm not sure what I haven't been tracking it today, but it could impede their travel. It's not going to stop them unless it kills them all, which would be okay. But it may interrupt them for a little while. It'll be a roadblock. So all of a sudden, everybody's interest is off of the caravan and on to the bombings. And who would do this? Of course, it's the evil Republicans, it's the conservatives, the gun owners, it's the right-wing extremists, domestic terrorists that are sending these bombs to the Democrats. Or is it? Well, most of us are smart enough to know that there's only a couple of instances, of very, very few, in history where Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, whatever, have resorted to something similar. If it was someone that actually intended to do harm, do you not think that at least one of those out of the six might have gone off when it was opened or delivered? I can see one or two maybe failing, you know, because of a, you know, timer not working right or a pressure switch not working right or whatever the case may be. But after 24 or 28 hours, whatever it was, from the first one to the last one, wouldn't you think that if they sent several, one, two, three, four, that didn't work and didn't go off, don't you think by the time they got to the sixth one, they would have figured out what the problem is there?
It's hard to believe that they have found six of these things and not one of them has gone off. And according to the news, that may or may not be true, they all appear to have been functional, operational explosive devices. So Amy's question, why would Democrats do that to themselves?
Well, here's the deal.
Most of us are pretty much of the opinion that this is very much a false flag. Here is DeTinker, who is Scott Adams? It seems like I've heard that name before. I see what it is. I gotcha. Now that's funny.
Where was I at here? Oh, see, they asked, well, why would the Democrats do that? I said, well, here's what's going to happen. I said, probably tonight late, we're going to hear that they have finally figured out and will report that these bombs have come from a right-wing organization, Republican, whatever. And that is what we would call a false flag, where they are doing this to themselves. Obviously, they're not going to send anything that's going to blow up and work properly. And So that lays the blame on us, and it will affect the election. It takes the focus off of the caravan, and if they determine, now the only good thing we've got going for us, on our side, is that I think that a lot of law enforcement now, there's been a turn. Are there still turncoats in some of these federal agencies? Absolutely there is, without a doubt. No question. Hardcore fact, proven fact. But I don't think there's as many as there was. I think with the change of leadership in the country, that some of the, I think there's been an attitude shift in some of the agencies. So I think that it's a little bit less likely, although not remotely impossible, but a little bit less likely that an agency that has investigated this or is investigating this is just going to pop up and say, okay, here's our chance right now. We need to just say that, Private Joe Snuffy over here from Texas is trying to blow all these people up, and he's a Republican. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think that it's much more likely that we'll, or some more likely, that we'll get some degree of truth out of them when it's announced.
So we'll find out.
Punk and Cat, that's another thing that I wondered. This is the first time, or maybe not the first time, but it's the first time that I remember that they posted pictures online of these explosive devices. Usually they are very cautious about it, and they ease them into, sometimes even with robots, put them into bomb-proof boxes and haul them off out in the desert somewhere and blow them up. They don't leave them sitting around in the living room and take pictures of them. But for some reason known to most of us, for some reason they have seen their way clear to make sure that these pictures are presented to the public. And it's just a matter of time before they announce that a Republican or a conservative has mailed these bombs. If they don't, I will, number one, be very pleased that it didn't go that way. And number two, I will be so surprised that I will have to pick myself up off the floor to finish the show if I hear that during the show. I think it ain't going to happen.
So, yeah, that's right, Mountain Shooter. Of course, it'll be a right-wing organization, as reported by the Democrats. So, and Tebow is alleging here that the bombs were fake. Maybe they were. I don't know what the checks and balances are, if there are any in reporting, if the the FBI or whoever it was that it was the FBI that investigated this and looked at them and eventually took them out and blew them up after we had a little photo party with them. The report is that they were fully functional and operational. Maybe so, maybe no. But they're leading people to believe that they were. And just, the timer, or however it was that they were supposed to be detonated, was safe enough that they were confident that they wouldn't go off and hurt any of these people that they sent them to. Lots of stuff on the news, on the radio. Lots of these typically hardcore, you know, conservative talk show hosts like, who's that young guy he's listening to today? Yeah. Brian Kilmeade was one I didn't hear today. No, not Todd Starnes, the other one. Not Penrod. What the heck is his name? Anyway, whoever he is. He and... Was it Brian? Chad Benson. Ordinarily, I like him pretty good. Today, not so much. I agreed with a lot of what he said, but I don't know if this was heartfelt or if it was because that's what people expect of him and he didn't want to ruin his listenership. But he and a number of others, and I saw a lot of it on Facebook. And I don't know exactly how to word this and approach it, but all these people on Facebook for the last 10 years have talked about how great it would be if, Hillary was found hanging from a noose somewhere. There was these effigies made of Obama and all this stuff. And when anytime someone was talking about them dying in some manner, everybody was all for it. And now all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they say, well, they talk to Hillary and they say, well, we want her in jail. We didn't want her blown up. So what changed all in the last 24 hours? I suppose it would be most un-Christian-like for anybody to sit around and say, oh, it's too bad it didn't blow her up. Of course, some of them did, and I think those are the ones that are being truthful. And Chad Benson said, that we don't need all this hate, and we don't need, and I get the sentiment, I know, but it's too late for that. We should have been talking about this 10 years ago. And it has progressively gotten worse. We are past the point of no return. We ain't going back to where we were at 10 or 20 years ago anytime soon. We're not just going to get up one day and say, okay, you guys don't post stuff like that on Facebook anymore. We need to be nice. I know we don't like them, but okay. And I fully understand and I fully support the people that think this way. And I'm not saying that we all ought to wish they were dead. I'm not saying that. But for some reason, the tone had really changed when these bombs were sent to American, even though they're Democrats, liberal Democrats, things seem to have changed. When they were making up the stories about them swinging from a rope or dragging behind a truck or falling in the ocean and not being able to get out, whatever the case may have been, everybody was adamant that this was a great thing. This is the way it ought to be. And now that something real has almost happened, this has all changed. And it just seems a little bit odd. It seems a little different to me. So that being the case, I won't publicly put my views out here. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Let me see what's going on in the chat room here. Let me check and see. Looks like, alright, we can leave that at that. They, yeah, Tebow, maybe that's possible. I don't know. Obviously, we didn't see him, so I don't know what those bombs were made of or anything else. But anyway, let's look at some of the other stories here. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get me a quick drink, wet my whistle a little bit. So if you guys will stay with me just for a second, I'm going to get a drink, take a little break here. That sound all right? Let me grab something here real quick. I just kind of got to talking, got all carried away and forgot what I was doing. All right, let's just grab something here that'll hold us over for a couple of minutes. I guess this will do it. I'll be back.
My name is John Q. Public, and I am a member in good standing of an organization called America. And I have a message for those agencies and agents that work under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You have called me many things in the past, rebel, right-wing extremist, domestic terrorist, to name a few. But that is not important. What I'm about to tell you is... There must be accountability in all things, sooner or later. When you sin, however big or small, you will be held accountable, either in this life or the next. When you invade people's privacy, violate their rights, steal property, break up families, and hurt people, the time is fast approaching that you will be held accountable both in this life and the next. You and I took the same oath, administered by the same people. We both swore to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some of you actually feel that you honor that oath, but you violate it each time you force a young girl to her bedroom floor in nothing but her underwear and hold her there at gunpoint. Or when you shoot or stomp a family pet to death, or shoot a young boy down in cold blood in the mountains of Idaho, or incinerate over 70 innocent people in a church in Texas. Warriors indeed. How dare you call me a domestic terrorist? I go to work every day, sometimes at two jobs to make ends meet. I attend church every Sunday that I'm not working. As difficult as it is, I try to make time each day for my kids. I teach them about the Constitution and the Golden Rule. I have extra food and supplies to help myself and others through hard times. I try as hard as I can to obey the ever-increasing number of laws that are forced upon us, and I pay my fair share of taxes. I have a gun to protect myself and my family against those who would do us harm. I shouldn't have to use it to protect us against you. In fact, your organization is not even authorized by the Constitution and shouldn't be here. But since you are here, let's talk about your job description and performance. We have common enemies, you and I, that we should be united in fighting. The Founding Fathers never intended for us to fight each other. We should be as one. The current us-against-them attitude should never have been allowed to rear its ugly head. Division is unhealthy for the country. You will undoubtedly conduct more unconstitutional invasions of homes and businesses, and more innocent people will be injured or killed. A dairy in Pennsylvania, a rabbit grower in Kansas, a gun shop in New Mexico. It may even be me and my family. But let me make one thing abundantly clear. We, the people, have grown weary of living in fear. We're tired of being treated like animals. If you continue to follow the path that you are on, the time may come when you will not find us waiting to be descended upon when we least expect it. We may come to you. We outnumber you 1,000 to 1, and the same people that trained you trained many of us. We, the people, are becoming aware of those numbers. One day, you will launch one of your cowardly sneak attacks on an unsuspecting young family in Idaho, and instead of your brave sniper finding a defenseless, unarmed woman holding a baby in her arms, he may find that the tables have been turned. One day, instead of terrorizing and destroying another American family in retribution for a trivial infraction of an unconstitutional law, instead of shooting down defenseless children or young veterans that are trying only to live the American dream, you may find patriots waiting for you that have been pushed to their limit. One day, You will find that you have awakened a sleeping giant, and we, the people, will indeed hold you accountable for your evil deeds. Hundreds of men, women, and children have died at your hand because of poor information, no information, or just plain overzealous, out-of-control power freaks on an adrenaline high that have no regard for human life. Agents that think their badge is a license to kill with impunity. The difference between you and us is that we will not harm your family as long as they stay out of the fight. I don't want your family to go through what you have put many of ours through. Yes, they will be sad if you don't come home, but when the grieving is over, they will come to understand that you simply chose the wrong side. You see, this is nothing more than a conflict between good and evil. It's that simple. But this is not how it's supposed to be. This is not the America that the Founding Fathers entrusted us with. I implore each of you, before you go to work tomorrow, to take a long, hard look at yourself in the mirror and see if you truly like what you see. If you can look at yourself and be proud of what you've done, or what you may be called upon to do, or more importantly, if you feel that you can walk uprightly before God and look Him in the eye and feel justified in what you have done, then we have nothing further to discuss. But some of you are not really jackbooted thugs. Some of you are simply misguided and feel that you really are doing the right thing. To you, I say, please, follow your conscience. Do what you know in your heart is right. For we, the people, will hold you accountable.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn, one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, "Ooh-wee." It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater.
Okay, there we go. A little bit of Halloween stuff for you there. And speaking of Halloween stuff, I know you guys have been waiting for this. Now, I've been telling you I was going to tell you, but I didn't tell you because I didn't know. But now I know. Amy's coming back Monday. She'll be in the hour preceding the shooting bench. So it will be 7 o'clock Pacific time. DeTinker, if you're listening, please let me know. I think that's okay. I think you indicated to me that that hour was open. That day is going to work best for us. That means I don't have to do 3 hours on Fridays. And she's got other obligations on Wednesdays. And it keeps us from having to do yet another show on Tuesdays. Thursday, so that's what we're going to do. So be ready for Living Way Out Here, coming back Monday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, on Survival Circle Radio Network.
Okay, let me check a little deal over here and see what I have no games here. Okay. The tinker, we'll have to play with that and see, but I had no problem sending you a file or receiving and downloading it, so one of us, I don't know, I also do have an update available for mine, so I'll deal with that here after the show. All right, let's go back and look and see. I got a lot of stuff. I've been pounding this other stuff to death, so let's go and look. Here's another thing. This happened in Seattle during a worship service. Someone throwing Molotov cocktails into a church during service. This was in a... I kind of hard-pressed to believe that this doesn't have something to do with the caravan. This is an Hispanic church. I'm trying to get the name to come up here, and it's not coming up. But I saw, there we go, let's see. It is witnesses began calling 911 just after 8 p.m. Thursday to report a fire outside the Iglesia Ni Cristo Church, 7142nd Avenue South in Seattle. I don't know. I don't know if it's related or not, but it's timely. Let's put it that way. And then we had
Here's another one. Now, we've seen a lot of this. These Democrats are violent, they're vile, they're vicious, they're heartless. They have no, their moral compass is absolutely broken. I don't remember. There may have been some, but there's been damn few some. When a conservative has attacked Democrats, particularly for political reasons that I remember, ever. But we're seeing it almost daily right now. They are, they're desperate, they're frantic to try to hold on to what tiny bit of power that they still have. And it's not much. They're losing more and more every day. Here was two GOP candidates that were assaulted in Minnesota. And it was a staffer from the Democratic, they call it the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, but they had a communication staffer named William Davis. Big deal. They suspended him for a week without pay after he posted on Facebook joking that Democrats would bring Republicans to the guillotine on November 7th, the day after the midterm elections. And suspended him for a whole week. My goodness, how will he ever get through that? Let's see here. Okay, that story looks like has a new correction. I may not be able to talk about that tonight, but that's okay. We've only got 11 minutes anyway. So, some of you may have been watching the race in Texas between Ted Cruz and this Beto O'Rourke. And I don't know what happened to this story, but anyway, Beto O'Rourke, among other things, best I can tell, he's a low-life scumbag. But he also says that we should not be selling AR-15s in this country. So if you're in Texas and you are trying to figure out which one to vote for, I would suggest not voting for Beto O'Rourke. He's not voting for us. So at those times when, let's see, it looks like he was I don't need that. Never mind. PETA now, these people, how can anybody take them seriously? It's no wonder they come up with this stuff, trying to get somebody to think they're something. They are seriously coming out in public and saying that they think cow's milk is a symbol of white supremacy. Now, I have a hard time taking this serious, but it says People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has released an article claiming that cow's milk has long been embraced as a symbol of white supremacy. The animal rights organization tweeted out an article titled "Why Cow's Milk is the Perfect Drink for Supremacists," along with the tagline, "The white stuff isn't the right stuff. Learn what's wrong with drinking milk." Now, I'm going to click on this deal right here. And it's supposedly going to bring up a real live, honest-to-goodness tweet from People Eating Tasty Animals. I mean, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And let's see. Yep, this, by golly, took me right to PETA's website. And straight from the horse's mouth, as when Christopher Waltz's character in Inglourious Basterds drank a glass of milk and a character in a pivotal scene of Get Out sips the cow's secretion, dairy milk has long been embraced as a symbol of white supremacy. You have got to be freaking kidding me. geneticists are alarmed that white nationalists who are now using... Do you tell me there ain't no black man out there that drinks milk? I saw a Mexican drink glass milk one. What does that make him? Geneticists are alarmed that white nationalists who are now using milk emojis and sharing photos of themselves chugging milk to celebrate their whiteness. I had never heard such crap in my life. I drank a glass of milk tonight and I didn't even get up and say, hey, look how white I am. Are contorting science and using it as an excuse to hate. In a recent article in the New York Times, evolutionary biologists state that because of a genetic mutation among Europeans, white people are more likely to be able to digest lactose. White nationalists are arguing that being able to drink another animal's breast milk somehow indicates that they're of the master race. Not really having a problem with this. Of course, it was found the genetic mutation that allows some humans to digest milk also occurs in black African cattle farmers. That should make racists think twice. All we can say is this. Human supremacists need to start thinking about whether other species' interest in not being exploited. Long story. It goes on and on and on here. PETA. There's a tweet here. Every cow abused by the farming industry has a unique personality. Think about who is making your milk. Some people might be surprised to learn that cows used by the dairy industry are slaughtered after about 5 years because their bodies are so spent from being kept constantly pregnant. At the slaughterhouse, their throats are slit while they're still conscious, and some are skinned or dismembered while still alive. Yeah, well, I ain't so damn sure about all that. Well, there you have it anyway. I'm not even going to mess with the whole story, but Wait, Mountain Shooter, what do you mean with the hour off? I ain't taking an hour off. My show will come on the same time as it always does. As a matter of fact, I'm working an extra hour so we can bring you Amy's show. Doc says, I drink bourbon to celebrate my whiteness, my brownness, my purpleness, and my hangnails. Any questions? Doc, you have got to give up on this 1911 stuff. Next patent attempt will be to turn a Glock into a 1911. And I'm not even going to read those last two words. Because that would get me for false advertising. I'll get thrown in jail. I'll have to shut the network down. Okay, let's see. I had something. No time. I got 5 minutes. Oh, here's another great Trump accomplishment, I think. Now, you know, we've gotten the little North Korean guy, Kim Jong-un, or whatever his name is. It's been quite an interesting turn of events here has happened since him and Trump started visiting together. And now, lo and behold, day before yesterday, the Koreas plural, like both of them, and the UN agree to pull firearms and guard posts from the DMZ. Now, I don't know what y'all think, you know. I still am absolutely floored, as I said, I think Monday and probably a dozen other times since Trump's been in office, or 100 other times or something like that. I'm still astounded at the number of quasi-conservatives that are opposed to Trump in any fashion. Yes, see, I'm not even going there. I know he's arrogant and all this, but damn, the man is getting results in vast quantities over and over again, doing things that no other president has ever been able to do, or more correctly, has ever tried to do. I think that Trump is doing some of these things because he actually does love America. He's doing it because he wants America to succeed. He wants to make America great again. And by damn, I think he's doing it. Now, you can think whatever you want, but I think you would, if you don't think what I'm thinking, I think you're probably wrong. We'll find out. We got two more years here, and we'll see if everything goes well. Hopefully, we got six more years. That's what I'm hoping. All right. Well, I think I'm going to scoot on out of here.
I'll be back Friday for Liberty Lounge. Hopefully, you will be too, and I hope that you'll bring your friends over. And if you feel the need in the holiday spirit, up in the top right-hand corner of the website there, there's a button where you can donate to the cause and help with some of the expenses of the websites and blog and servers and domain names and all the stuff that DeTinker and I foot the bill for. We would appreciate it. So,
all right, I'm going to scoot on out of here, and we will see you guys Friday night. Good night.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.
When the lights went out, lights everywhere on a busy street.